You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 95. Many people start out in network marketing with just the hope of being successful, while still others take it on as a very serious career path and want to become a network marketing professional right from the beginning. In today's show, we'll cover the 7 skills you need to become a network marketing professional. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hey, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to the show today. You know, if you're serious, I mean really serious, about becoming a network marketing professional and earning a career income within the profession, then there really are 7 key skills that you want to study, learn, perfect, and ultimately master to reach the level you want. Because you know what? There really are no shortcuts, and we're going to cover those in today's show. And if you want even more coaching and insights on how to become a network marketing professional, you might want to consider joining my coaching community. We cover everything A to Z on network marketing and A to Z on social media, how to set up an online marketing system so you become the hunted and not the hunter. In other words, people come to you pre-sold on network marketing and pre-sold on a business. You can learn more at jackiealmer.com/coach. Well, I would love to tell you that I really got out of the chute right away in my network marketing career, which started over 20 years ago, almost 21 now. I'd love to tell you that these 7 skills came naturally to me and that I just really nailed it from the beginning. Fact is, I didn't, and most people don't. But that just goes to show that no matter where you are in your business, even if you're just getting started or you've been involved for a while and you're struggling, you can still have the success that you want if you just learn what those key things are. So we're going to talk about what those 7 skills are to become a master networker. Now, those 7 skills are developing and growing your candidate list and prospects to talk to, the invitation process, the actual business presentation, how you share your opportunity with people, the follow-up, which is so critical. It's almost as important, if not as important, as getting it started and contacting people. The close, or what I like to call it better, is helping your prospect make a decision to join your team. Then how to launch a new team partner. And then finally, how to create culture within your organization. So let's talk about how to develop and grow that candidate list. And you know what? Here's the thing, it doesn't matter whether you're working offline, online, or ideally a combination of both. Prospects are absolutely everywhere who are open and looking. Here's the thing though, they don't walk around with a sign stamped on their forehead that says, "Talk to me about your opportunity. I'm desperately seeking a solution." They don't have that in their signature file online. They don't have that as their status update typically. So you have to go out and reach out to people so that you can probe and determine if they're open and looking. So I don't ever want to hear you make the lame excuse that there's no one to talk to. There are plenty of people to talk to. You just have to be willing to talk to them. You know, I often hear people say, "Oh, well, my warm market won't be interested, and people are different where I live." And you know what? It's funny about that. People say that from all over the globe. Every people I talk to from every region across the globe say that people are different and their warm market won't be interested. And yet everybody who's going online looking for a business has a warm market. So it's funny to me. But anyway, about 80% of the people who join network marketing come in as hopers or posers. Is that you? I hope not. These are the people that have a mental list of about 3 to 8 people who they're going to reach out and talk to, and they hope that these people are going to join and make them rich. Okay. And you know what? That's why the failure rate is so high in network marketing. But here's the thing. It's no different in real estate. It's the same in real estate. The busy work of getting the real estate license and setting up your office, that's one thing. anyone can do that, really and truly. Just like anyone can join a network marketing company, anyone can get out their credit card and push the submit button. But the real work and hustle of drumming up clients and drumming up interest, whether in real estate or network marketing, is something totally different. So what you want to do is you want to fully write out your list, even your chicken list. Okay, put everyone on that list. And I don't, you know, you can use social media, go through your Facebook friends, your cell phone, your Christmas card list, people who you know, go through all that, put everybody down on that list, even if you're not going to contact them right away. Because over time, if you're serious about this, you don't want to forget anybody, and the right way to contact these people will come to you. So empty your mind and provide room for growth. Get those people on out of your mind and onto the list, because that's going to open up your mind for other people to come into mind, okay? And then study your list and begin to think of who those people know. Who's their center of influence? Because signing someone up is great, but obviously what you're really looking for is to tap into their initial 250 people who they know right off the bat who might be interested. So it's not just about signing up that one person, it's who they know who might be interested. Then what you want to do is set a goal to add two new people to your list each day. And again, make sure you're writing them down. These will be people you meet while you're out and about. These will be people who you interact with on social media. These will be business contacts who you know, as well as certainly your warm market, family, friends, and neighbors, and that type thing. Now remember, your goal isn't to pitch people. It's ideally to develop a connection with people and professionally network with them. Harvey McKay, a well-known business strategist and author, says, begin making a contact list now and figure out a creative way to stay in touch with them 3 to 4 times a year. You want to network on purpose. You want to get out and meet people. You want to develop that skill and know how to say what you do. And you can even say, well, my full-time job is a school teacher, but what I'm really excited about is a business I'm growing on the side. Don't forget the Jim Rohn quote, which is, I'm working full-time on my job and part-time on my fortune. Okay, the next skill is the art of the invitation. And it's possibly the most critical skill that you can learn. And it's one that most people spend the least time developing. Write down what it is that you're going to say to people. Okay, develop that. If you don't have my scripting program, go to streetsmartscripts.com. Okay, get that to learn how to invite people, how to interject your reason why into the story, how to interject, and the reason I'm calling you or I thought of you is because. Learn about those powerful key pieces that you can put into place that help you become a master at the art of the invitation. Learn how to use that third-party approach. I know you're super busy, but you may know some people, and that's why I'm calling you. Once you get that down, I want you to practice, drill, and rehearse what it is that you're going to say. Okay? Sounds simple. Don't have a lot to cover in that, but it's a very, very skillful part of what you need to do, the art of the invitation. All right, the third skill that you want to develop is that of presenting your business. Now, here's where you always, always, always want to use third-party tools. I get people who say to me all the time, you know, I really need to work better on how to explain XYZ company. I'm really blowing it when I'm talking with my prospects. And the first thing I want to say to them is, why are you explaining XYZ company? You shouldn't be doing that. You should have a little three-sentence invitation, and then you let the tools do the work. So always use third-party tools. This creates duplication, and it creates that sense within your prospect that they can do this too. They don't have to learn a whole lot of language and don't have to learn a presentation or different things that's going to take them out of the game. You want to get over me in this business. You want to get over the thought that you can present it better or that they really need you to do this to be successful and so on. Get over me in this business and your business will really thrive and it will grow. Learn to tell your story in a short, brief, and powerful way, and then you step aside and let the tool share the business. You know, what your story really needs to contain is what wasn't working in your life and why it was that you went about looking for a network marketing business and how your network marketing business is changing that. That's the important critical piece of your story. You want to remember to be the messenger and not the message itself. You want to be passionate and excited And then once the tool is finished presenting, whether it's a video or an audio or, you know, a DVD or a website presentation, whatever it is, that's when you need to step aside and then ask, what did you like best? Okay. Or not step aside, but you kind of want to step back into it. You step aside when you let the tool do the work. You step back into it when the tool is finished and you ask, what is it that you liked best? All right. The fourth skill is follow-up. Remember this, professionals follow up. It's only those hopers or posers that wait for their prospect to make the move. And it's a mistake that many of us make. We think, well, I've shown it to them. You know, if they're interested, they're going to call me. Trust me, they're not. In very rare cases, somebody will, but for the most part, they won't. They're going to wait and wait and wait and wait. You're going to wait and wait and wait and wait because they're going to wait and wait and wait. Seriously, you've got to stay on it and follow them. Follow-up statistics don't lie, and you'll increase your sponsoring by 80% when you factor follow-up into your game. Let people know that you're going to follow up with them. Say, how about if I check back with you on Tuesday? Will you have had a chance to review it then? And then do it. Never end a meeting without setting the next meeting. Okay, that's the whole point of the meeting, is to set the next meeting, whether it's the meeting to answer more questions, to get them signed up, or to do their training, or to talk to one of their prospects. Could be any of those, but you always want to be setting the next meeting. Now, what happens if you call them at that set time and they haven't watched or gone through the presentation? Well, you just simply ask, when do you think that you can do that for sure? And then you set the next appointment. You don't get flustered. You don't get frustrated. You don't get nasty. Happens all the time. All of us go through this. You just simply know the conversation that you're going to have, know the question that you're going to ask, which is, when do you think that you can do it for sure? And then you set that next appointment. Remember this, on average, it takes about 4 to 6 exposures for someone to join your business. And here's the thing, it's not going to be any different for you. Sorry, it's not any different for me either. Some people are going to join you on that first exposure. Others are going to join you on the 10th. So 4 to 6 is just an average. Know that people are going to fall within there. Some people will be on the high side, the low side, whatever, but just know that. And then always in the follow-up process, you want to be prepared to handle questions and objections. And again, go to streetsmartscripts.com if you don't have it so that you can learn what to say to handle those objections, to get them over the objection and focused on the business and what it can do for them. Okay, so the fifth part of the process is the close. That's the fifth critical skill, or helping them with the decision. I don't like to use close. That sounds so like, you know, like you're using people or something. But help them make the decision. And one of the best ways to do this is to simply ask them to join you. I want you to try this. Try something like saying, I would really love to work together on this project. Will you join the team? Will you join me in the business? Will you partner with me in the business? Let's get you started. Just try some language like that and see what happens. Be prepared for them to say yes. Or ask them on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you see yourself? Or ask something like, what is it that's standing in your way of joining the team today? And then just be quiet. Don't put words in their mouth. Let them tell you. But again, be prepared for them to say yes. And then the sixth business skill, know how to launch your new team partner. Okay, this is critical to success. One of the first things that you want to do is either set the time to get them signed up, or if they sign up right then, give them some steps to take, but make sure that you're setting up a 48-hour game plan interview that you're going to cover some critical things on. Okay, that 48-hour game plan interview is important. It can be sooner than 48 hours, but within that first 48 hours, ideally, you want to be having a conversation with them and helping them launch their business. So what do you include in that 48-hour game plan interview? Well, these are those critical things that you're going to cover. First, you want to congratulate them. Make them feel comfortable. Let them know that they've made a great business decision and that you're going to be there and be with them and help them along the path. Then, you want to set their expectations from the very beginning. You want to let them know that most people are going to tell them no. Some people may make fun of them. Some people may laugh at them. But some people are going to say yes. Okay, so you want to set those expectations and teach them how to handle shutdowns. Let them know that if they get down or discouraged, to call you because you've been down and discouraged too. So set those expectations for them. Then you want to go through a getting started checklist with them. Do they know what to do first? And ask them, what are you going to do first? Do they know how to order products, or have they already ordered products? Do they know how to use the website? Do they know what tools that they're going to need to move themselves forward with the business? Do they know how to create that list? Help them make that list at least of their first 10, top 10 candidate list. Go through some success language with them. Teach them what to say. Help them write out that three-sentence paragraph that introduces it, and then they step aside to let the tool do the work. And then make sure that you explain three-way calls, the importance of three-way calls, and how to use these in their business, and that you're there to help them answer questions, handle objections, and do those type things. Then you want to go over with them a launch plan. How are they going to get their business launched? How will they get their first few customers and their first few distributors? When will they get their first few customers and distributors? When will they start working that list? And who is it that's on their top 10 list? And then you want to lay out those first action steps that they're going to take. And then finally, you want to ask them how they want to deal with accountability. How do they want to hold themselves accountable to themselves and with you? And what should you do if they go missing in action, if they go into the witness protection program? How can you help encourage them and keep them along the path? It's so great to ask this at the very beginning, because then they'll lay out for you while they're still excited how you deal with this, and then you don't have to worry about overstepping your bounds with people and, you know, bugging them or anything like that. And then the final step in the business is creating culture. How to create culture. You want to know how to do that. That's a business skill that you want to develop. Well, first of all, you want to make sure that you're getting plugged into everything that's available through your company and through the team that you've joined. Get plugged into events, and then teach your people how to get plugged into events. Make sure that you've been introduced to your upline and that you're introducing people to your upline. You want to share with people when the next event is, let them know that you're committed and you're going, and then ask for their commitment to join too. Make sure they get it written on their calendar, and make sure they order a ticket at very least for the event. They don't necessarily have to book their hotel room, although I do encourage that. They can always cancel a hotel room, get their airline ticket, because if it's in the calendar and they're taking steps along the way to make it happen, the chances that they actually show up are much, much greater, more than 50% when they take those action steps. So finally, you want to remember to make a plan, do the plan, review the plan, tweak the plan, and then repeat it. Make a plan, do the plan, review the plan, tweak the plan, and repeat the plan. Okay, so here's some action steps for you after you get done listening to this show. First and foremost, of those 7 skills, determine what skills you need to improve upon and start taking action steps to improve. Maybe it's all 7. Maybe it's just 1 or 2. But write those down and determine where do you need to improve so that you can become a network marketing professional. And then make your list. Have you done that? Have you actually sat down and made a written list? Come on now, be honest. Be honest with me, be honest with yourself. Make that list. It's going to set you apart as a network marketing professional. Then a next step to take, make sure you know the tools and that you know the process in your particular business. Then go through a getting started checklist and make sure you know what to do and how you're going to train someone new to get them started. And then finally, what is the next event that's on your calendar? What next event are you committed to attending and committed to bringing a team to? All right, thanks so much for Golf Ball Roger, who's my iTunes review shout out today. Golf Ball Roger writes, "Jackie provides great content which can help anyone build their business. I truly enjoy the show and I can't wait for more to come. Thanks for all you do." Well, thanks so much, Golf Ball Roger. And if you would like a shout out on my show, I would love to give you one. And also, I would love to enter you, like I did Roger, into a drawing for my Inner Circle Coaching Program for a month of free coaching in the program. You can just go to jackieelmer.com/iTunes and leave your review and be entered into that drawing, or go to jackieelmer.com/Stitcher. Well, my Done For You blog setup and coaching is about to be released. Make sure you're on the update list, profitinyourpjsnow.com if not, because I would love to include you on that. And remember, you'll find the show notes over at jackieelmer.com/095. I love hearing from you, so tweet me on Twitter, @JackieElmer. Let me know where you are when you listen. Let me know what show you're listening to. Let me know a little tip that you got that helped you. And help me spread the word on the podcast by referring others to the show. If you have questions, just add the hashtag #JackieElmer, and I would love to get those answered on the next podcast. And until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackieelmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.